Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got some surprise guests today, and we're going to kind of veer from our normal show and have it fun on New Year's Eve. Stay tuned. We'll be right back from a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. And in today's real kind of real estate sports and you, we're not going to really talk about real estate at all. We're going to talk about some kind of local sports heroes. My nephews are in town. I've got Henry and Eli with us. Eli, we call him Cinco. But let's start with, I want to start a little bit about Central High School. And I'm going to start with you. You had kind of a lot of success here at Central, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Central has such a great program, and San Angelo just has an incredible support system. I mean, there's just so much to be proud of to be from here. Everyone's just the friendliest and just so supportive, and I'm just thankful to be from such an awesome community.
I got to tell you a story, though. You don't know this, but your Uncle Scott and your mother could tell you, you know, I kind of had the family record for touchdowns. It was, four, you know, and you came along and you were the quarterback. And how many did you score in one game?
It was only JV, but I had six passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown.
Seven. It beat my friendship. Four or five, yeah.
Yeah, but Henry would give you a run for his money, too. Yeah, Henry was a little superstar back in the day.
How many, Henry?
I only played offense freshman year, so maybe I can't even remember.
Yeah, he knows it was six. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Anyway, they both beat me, but that's, the point is, they moved both of y'all to defense, that Coach Davis did. Yeah. And me and my sister both said, "Is he lost his mind?" Well, apparently he didn't, because you were, was it All-State or?
Yeah, I was All-State honorable mention.
And Henry?
Yes, I was too.
Both All-State at the Bobcat level.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And now let's talk a little bit. Eli, go ahead and take off. I think everybody's been watching you on TV.
Yeah.
Got interrupted by our producer, the mama of the boys. I forgot to say their last name. That would be the Howard boys, in case, I think everybody in San Angelo knows that. But you know what I did forget, too? Besides that, we do got to tell a story about the brothers. Both at Texas Tech, both playing football for Texas Tech. Eli being the older brother. Of course, Henry being outstanding. I mean, both state in high school, both going to Texas Tech. And then you are friends with the Martin brothers, which are both the baseball brothers playing,
yes, sir.
Which is kind of amazing for San Angelo to have two great brother teams, you know, and great families. It's a wonderful story. Eli, you've had a wonderful season. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, you know, had to sit out 2 years, so it had to be really patient and really had to learn how much I love football. And you know, the biggest thing was just having to be patient and having to put your faith in God and just kind of let Him take over. But, I mean, the biggest thing for me is I've always had so many people just support me and whatever I want to do. And as a community from San Angelo, it's just been so easy for me to do what I've been able to do with the people behind me and in my corner. So, you know, we had a mediocre season as far as wins and losses, if you ask me, but I think it was a really good building block for the future. And you know, we have a lot of young guys coming back next year on Tech's team, and it ought to be fun, and hopefully we can just go out there and have a really successful season, and I can keep you know, putting on for San Angelo, and I just love all the support and love that everyone shows me, so I'm really thankful for that.
Well, on the defense, and you know this, I mean, and I've got to say this because you know you. You're kind of Longhorn over here. It was kind of tough bit at the Longhorn Stadium, cheering for you. And you know it was just rough after 40 years sitting there. But Tech's defense, until this year, were kind of a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all were outstanding. I mean, it really was. It was kind of amazing to watch the defense play the way y'all played. It was exciting. And you said y'all have how many starters coming back?
10 out of the 11, so it's looking very promising.
Big Mike's not going to come back.
Big Mike is the only one of the starters that's leaving, so.
That's, and JP, I mean, he's one of your buddies.
JP, Dakota, Jay Sean. I mean, we got a big group coming back. And like you said, you know, we just took it personal because Texas Tech defense has been a joke, you know. And that's just kind of became our identity. But, you know, we're working every day to change that identity. And I think we started pretty good this year.
Yeah, and tell a little story how the coach gave you your scholarship. I thought that was a pretty cool story.
Okay.
And by the way, your mom was crying when she told me the story.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was my birthday on May 4th, and I just go through a day like any other. And it was a Thursday, so we had a gut check run. So I just finished our gut check run, which was exciting. You know,
what's a gut check run?
You basically just – it's a very long series of intervals of runs, and it's basically just to see how much gas you got in the tank and how much fight you got in you pretty much. And well, you know, so I'm always looking forward to doing that, especially on my birthday. So I just finished the gut check run, and everyone's walking in, and Kingsbury just pulls me into his office, and he start, you know, asked me about my birthday, and have you had a good birthday, Eli? And I said, yeah, you know, it's been pretty good. He goes, you know, what do you want for your birthday? You got any special birthday wishes? I said, you know, nothing too much. My mom's coming in town, so I'm pretty thankful for that. And he goes, well, you know what? I got a pretty cool little birthday present for you. And he had my scholarship papers right there on the desk, and I signed them right there. It was a pretty awesome experience. Yeah,
that's way cool.
Yes, sir.
Well, Henry, you're coming up. I mean, we watched you across the field. By the way, you looked really sharp every time I saw you. Every hair was in place.
Thank you.
I was kind of proud of you, you know. Yeah. You know, you kind of get the nickname Scott Jr. I was kind of proud of that. But you're kind of excited about next year.
I'm looking forward to it. It's my first year of eligibility, you know, just trying to work out, get better during my redshirt season so I can do whatever I can next year.
So you think we'll see a little time on the field?
Hopefully, you know, I can't expect anything. I got to go out and work for it. So,
yeah, but you're still faster than heck, aren't you?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, I try.
Yeah. So what's what I love about my nephews? But look how modest they are. They're both outstanding athletes. They're both amazing kids, great young men. I think everybody in San Angelo is proud of you. We certainly are proud of you. Look forward to a great season next year. Any words of wisdom or anything going on?
Well, we just hope everyone has had a Merry Christmas and has a Happy New Year. Well, thank you for all your support. We love y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Guys, we appreciate you coming in. We're going to take a quick commercial break, earlier than normal, because we're going to let y'all get back to having fun. We just want to come in and talk a little football, and then I'm going to bring your mom in, and we're actually going to talk a little real estate, because you know what we are going to do? We're going to get a surprise for y'all. Me and your mom are going to go together, and we're going to actually buy a house up in Lubbock for y'all.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah,
is that a pretty good surprise to us?
That's a pretty good
Christmas
surprise.
Present right
yeah,
there.
So oh, we're going to, it's called a kiddie condo loan, and your mom knows more about that than I actually do. So we're going to do that, and we're going to talk about that on the radio and tell other people how they can do that if they have some family members, whether you're going to Texas Tech or Angelo State or University of Texas or anywhere, that they could do that and help their kids or their family members out too. So, guys, we're going to take a break. Let y'all get off. Drive safe, Henry.
Yes, sir.
So, y'all be safe. Love your guys, man. Y'all take care. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.